Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us pray. O God, who wonderfully created and yet more wonderfully restored the dignity of human nature, grant that we may share the divine life of him who humbled himself to share our humanity, your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. O God, by the leading of a star, you manifested your only Son to the peoples of the earth. Lead us, who know you now by faith, to your presence, where we may see your glory face to face, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples, but the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away. Your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed for today is Psalm 72. Let us read it in unison. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the king's son. that he may rule your people righteously and the poor with justice, that the mountains may bring prosperity to the people and the little hills bring righteousness. He shall defend the needy among the people. He shall rescue the poor and crush the oppressor. He shall live as long as the sun and moon endure, from one generation to another. He shall come down like rain upon the mown field, like showers that water the earth. In his time shall the righteous flourish. There shall be abundance of peace until the moon shall be no more. The kings of Tarshish and the isles shall pay tribute. The kings of Arabia and Saba offer gifts. All kings shall bow down before him, and all the nations do him service. For he shall deliver the poor who cries out in distress, and oppressed who has no helper. He shall have pity on the lowly and poor. He shall preserve the lives of the needy. He shall redeem their lives from oppression and violence, and dear shall their blood be in his sight. A reading from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. This is the reason that I, Paul, am a prisoner for Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles. For surely you have already heard of the commission of God's grace that was given to me for you, and how the mystery was made known to me by revelation. As I wrote above in a few words, a reading of which will enable you to perceive my understanding of the mystery of Christ. In former generations, this mystery was not made known to humankind, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That is, the Gentiles have become fellow heirs, members of the same body and sharers in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel, I have become a servant according to the gift of God's grace that was given to me by the working of his power. Although I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to me to bring to the Gentiles the news of the boundless riches of Christ, and to make everyone see what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things, so that through the church, the wisdom of God in its rich variety might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose that he has carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have access to God in boldness and confidence through faith in him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, Lord Christ. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out. And there ahead of them went the star that they had been seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you,
Lord Christ.
Reading over these passages of Scripture appointed for the Epiphany gives us a broad view of the revelation of God's love and grace. From geopolitical themes in Isaiah to the nature of God in the Psalm, Paul's personal experience in Ephesians, to the event itself in Matthew, this is all about how the Creator reveals the divine in the Godhead, in the world, and in the hearts and minds of God's children, that is to say, all of humanity. Isaiah was writing at the time of what we these days call an inflection point in the life of Israel. King Darius of Persia had given permission for the Israelites to return to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple. This was cause for great rejoicing. "Arise, shine," the prophet proclaims. Those who returned would bask in the knowledge of God's love and power and glory and tell others of this good news. That is, they would radiate that light of God. Interestingly, not all returned. Some stayed in their new homes established in exile. Others had scattered when the troubled times began, but they too were welcome back to Jerusalem to participate in the radiance of God's favor and care. The psalmist most likely writing for the coronation or enthronement of a new king, describes God as one who will deliver the poor and helpless from their distress and oppression, one whose pity and mercy will be on the lowly, poor, and needy. The psalmist writes, "He shall come down like rain upon the earth." And those words, that image, held particular meaning, as we can imagine, for inhabitants of the arid plains in the Middle East. Let's take a moment to reflect on these two readings, Isaiah and the Psalm. These two writers, writing millennia ago, could be talking about 21st century America, people scattered and pushed apart by their responses to crises, both medical and political, all looking for a way to be faithful to their calling as citizens, all hoping for a society in which they and all people can live in peace. We would like to be a nation radiating the message of justice and peace to all the world. We have distinct differences about the definitions of some of those terms and the best approach to become the beacon, just as the Israelites did. And we too are called to come together with a common concern for each other's welfare, or something we Christians see as the kingdom of God, a realm in which God's love rules and is made known to us and through us. Well, to continue with the readings, Paul, writing to the Ephesians, brings this universal and societal message to an intimate personal one, personal level. He alludes to his Damascus Road experience in which God's love was made known to him in a direct, dramatic moment. He suffers imprisonment and worse as the price he must pay to proclaim that God's love is meant for every person, Gentiles included, everywhere, in every time. He writes to the Ephesians and us from his prison cell. Finally, we read the account of the event itself, both the foundational and the crowning point in today's Proverbs. This narrative is an intense, dream-filled story of political intrigue, personal sacrifice, epic journey, and fulfillment of prophecy. This sweeping, world-changing event is couched in the humblest setting. In terms, the apt description of God come to earth as a human being. On entering the house, the wise men saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. We here, 2,000 years later, are the beneficiaries of their journey and their witness and their wisdom. Wisdom in part, not going back and reporting to Herod. We are not only beneficiaries, but also their successors, called to continue their mission of making this good news of great joy known to all the world, beginning with acts of kindness and compassion in all our encounters with all of God's children, our brothers and sisters. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In peace we pray to you, Lord God.
For our families, friends, and neighbors.
You're at the end of yourself.
I'm so sorry.
For all people in their daily life and work.
For our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone.
For this community, the nation, and the world.
For all who work for justice, freedom, and peace.
For the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
For Michael, our presiding bishop, Andy, Kay, Jeff, and Hector, our bishops. For Michael, our priest, and for all bishops and other ministers.
For all who serve God in his church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation, we pray for Bob, John, Nancy, Morgan, David, Judy, Dale, Gary, June, Deb, Carolyn, Jill, Mary, Janet, Alan, James, Lynn, Christian, Patrick, Sheila, Karen, Gail, Abigail, Robin, Virginia, Maureen, Diane, Keenan, Sarah, Lindsay, Carol, Justin, Merle, Donna, Donald, Caitlin, Marianne, Joe, Jim, Van, Ann, Jenny, Alice, Ellie, Leah, Shelley, Leslie, RG, Rashunda, Cindy, Betty, Melissa, Connie, Charles, Patty, Ryan, William, Rocco and family, Greg, Mark, Doug, Butch, Michael, Linda, Calvin, Thomas, Carolyn, Ed, the Degatere family, Travis, Joe, Tracy, Don, Martha and family, Dan, Amber and family, Carol. Are there others? And we pray for those who serve in the military, especially Brian, Trevor, James, Reed, Kevin, Chris, Jared, Brian, Jonathan, Eric, and all in harm's way. And we pray with those who are traveling. Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life, especially for the birthdays this week, Deborah Kelly, Addison Drake, and Robert Winter. We will exalt you, O God our King.
and praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, especially Roy Oakley, Judy Kuykendall, Betty White, Desmond Tutu, Archbishop, and all who have died from the coronavirus, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom, especially all who have died. We pray also for those who mourn their passing. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them
who put their trust in you.
We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone. And so uphold us by your Spirit, that we may live and serve you in newness of life, to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. I invite you all to unmute yourselves at this point, if you will, please. Trying to recreate some of our old chaos at the time of the peace in church. Here we go. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace to the Lord.
Peace.
Love you.
Peace to all.
Peace.
Peace. And to you.
May Christ, the Son of God, be manifest in you, that your lives may be a light to the world, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Amen.
I invite you all to unmute yourselves again. And while you're doing that, I'm just going to remind you that the prayer list is going to be considerably shorter next week, because we're going to start, well, if not next week, the week after that, because we get names that are duplicated that are being prayed for by Daughters of the King. Long-term prayers will be prayed for by Daughters of the King. We'll include in our Sunday list acute matters that are of moment, And if they turn into long-term ones, we will refer them to Daughters of the King. You're still muted, so many of you, I see. So you may unmute yourselves because we're about to kind of dismiss ourselves, but stick around for coffee hour. Let us bless the Lord.
Thank you.